Hello and welcome to the Elegant Podcast. This week we'll be talking about love and how you can stay in a committed relationship and the ways that media and music and even past partners affect your definition of love. So without further ado, let's roll the intro. And that music was done by myself. If you want to have your music showcased here on the podcast, you can DM me on Twitter or you can send me a message on SoundCloud and we can get into talks about putting you on the podcast. So the word love is a very hard word to define and it has many uses. And people nowadays say it like it's just another word. But I believe that it's a very powerful word that should be used carefully. So the definition of the word love is an intense feeling of affection. So that is why I do not use the word like it's nothing. I do say, however, that I love bagels or I love that movie, but it's not love like that. I'll get more into that later. I don't say it to people unless I truly mean it. So we need to stop and think about how we use the word and look in the mirror and ask ourselves, do we really mean it? And can it be taken the wrong way? So say you say it to a friend or an acquaintance. They could take it the wrong way. Like, oh, he really loves me, or oh, she really loves me. But of course, just like anything, it can be just taken out of context. We could mean it one way versus another. You could mean it as a friend or a future partner. That is why it's so important that you choose your words very carefully, because it can be awkward if they take it the wrong way. So let's look at media for a second. So if you go on Instagram right now, you will find millions of photos of couples, and they all have the same tag, relationship goals. And that's fine and dandy, but you instantly compare yourself subconsciously to the people in that photo. What do you mean by that? There are tests done that people compare themselves when they see other people. That's just how we interact. So it's like the same if you're walking down the street. This is my understanding, by the way. If you walk down the street, you can judge people on how they look. So if you see someone that is dressed really nice, you think they make a lot of money. Versus if you see someone that's dressed not so nice, you think that they're more, you know, low-end or poor. But that's always never the case. You know, there's a saying, never judge a book by its cover. And that is so true with people. But back to Instagram. You compare yourself to them. And you are like, my relationship isn't like that, or my relationship is like that, or I really want a relationship like that so bad. But we don't see the before and after. We just see a snapshot in one moment in time. That is what we see. And from that, we make our comparisons. And that is why it's kind of dangerous to be doing that. I'm not saying don't go on social media. Don't go on Instagram. I'm saying you got to really think about that photo and the context to it. You don't know if they got in a fight beforehand, or they just started dating, or they've been dating, or even married. But you will notice that people that have been married or are married don't post as much stuff about their partner on their Instagram. Because just like, you know, in everyday life, you don't take pictures of your wife, you know, while she's doing something, or you don't take pictures of your husband while he's doing something, unless it is something that is very important to you. So I want you to stop and ask yourself, is that the relationship I want? Is that what your goal is? That sort of happily ever after? Or do you want that photo, that snapshot, that beautiful moment? Because I'm sure that most people would want longevity versus snapshots of a relationship. So it's just like the old statement, never judge a book by its cover. That is the cover of a book. We don't see what's inside the book. We don't see a glimpse into their relationship. We only see a pretty picture of what the relationship is. So it's never a good idea to base a relationship around Instagram photos. So let's go into music for a second. If you haven't heard my last podcast about music, you should do that after listening to this one. But music is just like Instagram. There is a ton of songs talking about love, like maybe in a relationship, broken up, they've been cheated on, maybe, trying to get into a relationship, coming out of a relationship. There's all kinds of different songs for whatever it is that you may be in time. So, for instance, if you're looking for a relationship, you'll listen to songs that are about that. Or if you're in a relationship, maybe you listen to songs about that. Or if you got cheated on, maybe you listen to songs about cheating. Or, but there's always like a flip-flop of those songs. There's always I've been cheated on or I'm the one that's cheating. And those songs are completely different and both are pretty good. But when we listen to songs, it's the same thing on social media, but it's a bit different. In music, they are selling you an idea of love. They will only gloss over the story and only putting in the good parts if it's like about a relationship or trying to get into one, or it's about just the bad things, which is coming out of a relationship or cheating. And that is why you should never take music into a relationship, or you should never have music be the driving force to a relationship, or compare yourself to music, like an Ed Sheeran song or, maybe a Drake song. You should never do that. You should always have a relationship be genuine. But in music, if you are an artist in music, they're trying to sell you an idea. I don't know how many times I can tell you this, but they're selling you an idea of love. That idea is what people want to hear. And that kind of goes back to what I said last week about music. But they're for love, they're trying to tell you what you want to hear. And if they're singing about having or getting into a relationship, they'll sing about how beautiful she is or how smart she is or funny. And that is really great for selling records because it's what people want to hear. They use it as an escape from their current situation. Me, myself, I love love songs. There's a love song called Sad Song by We the Kinks. I truly love that song. I think it's an amazing song. I think it's written beautifully. I love the piano in it. And I can really, sort of sink my teeth into. It's very relatable. And that's what these artists are doing. That's what music is doing, is trying to be relatable because they're just like me and you, but they're only selling you the good or the really bad. They're putting rose-colored glasses on you, and that really becomes a problem when your girlfriend says, "Why don't you do that?" or "Why don't you treat me like that?" Because it's those artists, it's because artists maybe don't do that. If you ever listen to Chris Brown talk about love, or if you ever listen to Drake talk about love, and you look at their social media, or you look at their or listen to their other songs, it's like completely different from that one love song that you really love. So never ever try to compare yourself to Ed Sheeran or Drake, because again, they're selling you an idea of love. Let's talk about high school relationships for a second. I myself have graduated out of high school around 2 or 3 years now, and I have some knowledge bombs that I'm about to drop on you. So get ready. When you're in high school and you're a guy or a girl, most relationships last around 6 months. That's usually a lifespan of a relationship in high school. If you find one that lasts more than that, then there's really truly something special about those two individuals. They're usually good people, they're usually nice, and they really try to focus on the person that they're in a relationship with. If you're a girl and you're in high school, guys usually only want one thing or two things. They want sex or they want nudes. Now, if you have Snapchat, you probably know all about this. Most guys will text you randomly, they'll text you at night, or they'll text you when you're bored. They will compliment you amazingly. They'll say all these nice things about you, and they'll say you're beautiful, and they'll compliment you like crazy. And it's usually physical things rather than emotional things. If you find one that does say emotional things, then they're really good at, trying to get what they want. But most guys, they're after those things. And you'll come across them. I'm sure you have come across them, or you know someone that is one. I will say this once to make it very, very clear. Do not fall for their trap. They're using mind games, they're using manipulation to try to convince you into giving them what they want. Don't do it. If you're a girl, don't do it. Find someone that's in high school. Or just wait. I mean, guys mature much slower than girls do. So if you are a girl in high school, maybe you wait until maybe junior or senior year when the guys are a little bit more mature. Because right out the gate, they're super immature and they only want what they want. And that's really kind of a problem, or that's really sad to really hear. I know some people that are in high school and they guys have done these moves and they fell for that trap. And it's really heartbreaking to really hear about how they really loved him and they cared for them so much. But I told them the truth. I told them the reality. They only were after those things. And once they came into grips with that, they were able to move forward and they were able to move on from that and become better people. They were able to get smarter. And that's really what I'm trying to do here in this little snippet. I'm trying to make you guys realize that what they're doing and how to maybe avoid that sort of thing. There's a simple answer. No, it's a complete sentence. We learned that in middle school. No is a complete sentence. And I urge you to use that. If they ever ask you to send nudes, or they ever ask you to, hey, come to this party, or do things that make you feel uncomfortable, just say no. It will help you in the long run. I promise you, it really will. If you're a guy out there and you do these things, I urge you to stop. You are hurting them and you're hurting yourself. Now, you may say, Alec, I'm not hurting myself. How can I be hurting myself? I'm only doing the things that I want. And that's the problem. You're only doing things that you want. You're only caring for your needs, not someone else's. Get into a relationship and care for their needs, not just your own, because that's what a relationship really is. A camaraderie of two people coming together to try to live together and start something new, maybe have a kid. Maybe settle down, steady job. These are certain things that maybe you want in the future. I don't think you want to be a playboy or a playgirl for the rest of your life. You don't want to be that guy. I know that you probably don't. You probably have goals in the future, and doing this now is only hurting your chances. Now I want to talk about how to get in a relationship and how to keep a relationship. So, myself, I use a simple word. Okay, if I really want to get into a relationship and I really care for this girl, I will use a word only when I really mean it. And that is a question. And that question is why? Why is such a powerful question? Because what you're doing is you are telling them, I really care about what you're saying and I really want you to explain it to me. I really want to know how you're feeling. I really want to know that topic that you're saying. So whether or not it's about dogs or cats or what their job is, if you ask why, then they'll explain it more and you sort of have some context and sort of quick things that you can relate to, because that's what you're trying to do. If you're meeting someone for the first time, you're trying to relate to that person. You're trying to make connections. So for instance, maybe they work with animals. You had a dog. That is a connecting point. Now, what Y does is it really explains it. It really broadens that so you can have more things to connect to. And that is what you're really trying to do. That is how you create relationships. And if you're a guy or a girl out there, I want you to do this one thing for me. I know it's really hard to, and most people are very judgy, but you must try to do this for me. Try to fall in love with their personality, their heart, and their mind. Once you do that, then the looks will be just icing on top. So what do you mean by that? Now you see maybe some photos or maybe some pictures of people on their internet, and there's this really beautiful girl, this really amazing looking guy, and this maybe subpar looking person. That is because that they love them. They love their mind, their personality, and their heart. And once you love all three, what happens is that they'll look beautiful in their eyes. They may not look beautiful in our eyes looking in, but it'll look, the person that's in that relationship will look at them as the most beautiful person in the whole entire world. That is how powerful love can be. It can make you feel so many different things about a person. It will make you feel like they're the most beautiful person. They're the most important person. And that is what you're trying to do. Try to fall in love with their personality, their heart, and their mind. Then everything else will sort of fall into place. I really urge you to try to do that. Make connections. Try to fall in love with their personality. Try to make them laugh. That is your goal if you're trying to get into a relationship. So now I'm going to talk about what I look for in a partner, what I try to do if I'm in a relationship or trying to get to a relationship. So what I do if I'm meeting someone is try to be as funny as possible. If I can be really funny and make them laugh, then they'll remember me. They'll remember me as the funny guy. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make them laugh and I'm trying to have them be entertained. If you've ever seen statistics, girls really love guys that make them laugh. So that's what I try to do firstly. Secondly, I try to be very gentlemanly. I try to be as chivalrous as possible. If I'm very nice, I'm funny, I do everything that I'm supposed to as a man, then I can really have them be wooed by me. Now, if I'm in a relationship, what I try to do is firstly be available all the time. If I'm in a relationship, I try to be available at my job. I try to be available at my house. I try to be available everywhere I go. So that way, if they ever need me, I'm right there to support them or to be there if something doesn't go right or something goes completely right, because that is what I feel is very important to the girl as well as the guy. So now the next thing, what I try to do every single day is I try to make challenges for myself. So for instance, if I'm in a relationship with a girl, my goal is to make her fall in love with me every single day. And it's very hard. Some days it may be easier, some days it may be harder, but that's what I try to do. I try to accomplish that. And if I make them fall in love with me every day, then there will never be really any bumps in the road. If we do get into fights, which does happen, I try to resolve the fights as quickly as possible. So I try to diffuse the situation and I try to make sure that when we go to bed at night, then there's nothing to really worry about. Everything's settled. We are moved on from that and we don't go to bed angry because something could happen during the night. That is something I learned from my parents and I find it's a very good way to live my life. When I'm in a relationship, I really try to focus on the little things because I believe the little things go a long way. If, you know, you take out the trash and if you do some of the cleaning, then it sort of makes everything sort of better for yourself. There's a saying, happy wife, happy life. And that goes the same with girlfriends and boyfriends. If you make them happy, then everything is peachy in your life. If they're miserable, then they'll try to make you miserable or you'll get into more and more fights. So try to remember, if you're in a relationship, focus on them. Don't cheat, don't do anything bad. Try to really try to put them on a pedestal because they deserve it. Every girl, I believe, deserves to be put on a pedestal and be treated like a woman. I believe every girl deserves to be shown off. That is something that I really truly believe because every girl is beautiful, every girl is important, and every guy is the same way. So let's now stop talking about this for a second and let's try to gear towards the news. In politics, this one's a sad one. Another Austin, Texas explosion, possibly triggered by a tripwire, injured two people on bicycles Sunday night, leaving police frantically working to determine if the blast was linked to a trio of package bombings that have gripped the Texas Capitol in fear. Blast occurred around 8:30 p.m. Sunday night in a suburban neighborhood known as Travis County. Prayers go out to the people that have been injured in the blast. In sports, Floyd Mayweather tells TMZ that he's going to apply for a MMA license. So maybe we'll finally see Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor in an octagon. I would be really excited and I'd pay for that on pay-per-view. I don't know if you guys are fans of martial arts or mixed martial arts or even boxing, but it's very, very entertaining to watch all the hype that goes into these fights. In entertainment, the Batman movie will begin production in 2019 starring Ben Affleck, and I am really looking forward to watching that film because I've seen the other films and I was wondering if they were going to become better. The DC is definitely not beating Marvel in movies and even I wouldn't say in TV. I think that The Flash is pretty good and I think that Arrow is really good. Legends of Tomorrow is really good, but I think that Marvel definitely has the upper hand. So I can't wait to see what they come up with to try to rival Marvel on in that box office success. So that is it for the news. All right, so let's wrap this up. So, love. Basically, it's a word that has many uses and many meanings, but you should only say it if you truly mean it. If you're a girl in high school, try to make sure that you always try to find the right person. Someone to ask for nudes and sex isn't the right person for you. If you're a guy and you're doing those things, stop. If you're trying to get into a relationship, always try to put them before yourself. Always try to make them laugh. Try to engage them correctly. Always try to be a gentleman. If you're in a relationship, try to make them fall in love with you every single day. Always ask the why question because then they will immediately be more into what you have to say as well as you're more interested in what they have to say. Thank you for listening. If you like this podcast, please subscribe, like, and comment. You can also comment what topics I should do next, and you can go check out my Twitter and Facebook at Alec M Podcast, and try to make sure to check out my website at alecmpodcast.com. From Alec to you, go and win this week.